This is the Texas Standard.
It was a special session in 1989. A poultry magnate named Lonnie Pilgrim started handing out $10,000 checks on the floor of the Texas Senate. 9 of the 31 members got one. It came 2 days before a vote on a workers' comp bill Mr. Pilgrim had an interest in. The best law money can buy? Sure looked that way to a lot of people, brazenly so, in fact. Mr. Pilgrim called these check handouts innocent campaign contributions. But until it started making national news and turning Texas into a laughingstock, it was completely legal. Not anymore. You can't make contributions in the Capitol, and you can't accept contributions during a general session either. But nobody said anything about a special session, did they? Where does the buck stop? Right now, it doesn't seem to stop at all. James Drew, Austin Bureau reporter for the Houston Chronicle, has been covering this. James, thanks for speaking with the Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the rule in the regular session? You're not allowed to make contributions during that period, right?
Right. You're not allowed to make contributions to statewide office holders and legislators, and you're not able to accept those either.
Well, I would imagine that given the reasoning for there being such a prohibition, once the special session starts, then that period kicks off one more time? You have an embargo on campaign contributions?
Well, when the special session begins, you can collect contributions at any point during that time. And the question then is, when are those disclosed? And that's within 30 days after the special session ends.
So why is the special session treated any differently from the regular session?
That's a very good question. It is a loophole. Essentially, what legislators will say is that there's no way to predict when a special session will be called by the governor. And so how would you be able to raise campaign dollars after the regular session if there's all this uncertainty? The lobbyists and a lot of the public interest groups I spoke to felt that there's a way to solve that. That would be setting a certain time frame in which contributions would be banned during special sessions, and the exception would be perhaps close to a primary election or a general election.
But we're still more than a year away. Are we seeing lawmakers right now during this special session raising cash actively?
Yes. The most aggressive campaign fundraiser has been the governor, who was raising money online in emails, blasts that are sent out. He had a deadline on the first day of the special session in which you could contribute. And his campaign said there were some donors, very generous donors is how they were described, who would double or triple match those contributions.
Wow. But the governor is not, technically speaking, a member of the Texas legislature. What about lawmakers themselves?
Well, lawmakers themselves are having them. Two state senators have held fundraisers, and there's a House member this week who has a fundraiser scheduled. I think one of the big questions is whether we'll see a small number of fundraisers, but contributions that are made individually. But the problem is because these contributions are not disclosed until after the special session.
Is it possible to, another way of dealing with this issue is transparency. Why not, in advance of a special session, say that all contributions, you can accept contributions, you just have to be public about them, open about them?
Yeah, I think that's one way to do it. I mean, if you can deposit a check in your bank and it shows up immediately, it seems to me and other people that, you know, there should be more frequent disclosure. I think the question becomes with legislators and statewide officials is they'll say that that's a burden, but it's a burden I think Texans would be worth, you know, I think Texans would want to know that information in real time.
James Drew is following this story as Austin Bureau reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Mr. Drew, thank you for speaking with us on The Standard.
Yeah, appreciate your time.